Thank you, Chairman. I'm going to hold the microphone up. I apologise if people couldn't hear me. I could hear everything when I was speaking. I didn't understand it all either, though. So. I'd like to thank, Madam Chairman, all members who just spoke, actually, for broadly accepting that the thrust of what I was suggesting. Councillor Talbot, yes, you are quite right. I can confirm that is what I was saying. Councillor Calver, I thank you for your support. I think it is important that we just condemn, nip in the bud, make it quite clear that it's unacceptable. And Councillor Bray, you know, your support for that is very important. I would say to Councillor Bray, he talked about the 52%. Do I think that's a victory? That's what I was saying in my statement, and I apologise if you couldn't pick up what I was saying. But what I was saying was that whilst there's a responsibility on people on the Leave side to reach out to the 48% of the population who didn't vote for leaving the EU, it's a responsibility to reach out to them and to make this thing work for everybody. There's a responsibility on the Remain side to accept the result, and that's what I said, because it is a clear result. There's no ambiguity there as far as I'm concerned, and I think it's really unhelpful and a little bit scary from a democratic point of view if people try and suggest that there is any doubt there. It's a clear result. There's no question of the result, in my opinion. And as for what Carlo was saying, thank you again for your support. I think, you know, I don't want to overblow this issue about racist incidents happening. I haven't been aware of any. Councillor Calvert's just pointed one out that he's been aware of, and I completely condemn it. And I think it's very, very important that we as councillors just completely condemn out of hand. None of us support that sort of thing, I'm quite confident. And it's important that we stand up and say it, that we stand up and account it. Whatever our views on the referendum, you know, we've got to look after all our residents and our communities and make sure that we don't become fractionated and broken communities. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Right, item 7, statements by members of the Cabinet. There are none. Item 8, petitions to Council. There are none. 9, nothing's been submitted. 10, questions.